Okay, we are back. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. Mike Barker's on the line with us this morning. He is with Investment and Retirement Management. Mike's a chartered retirement planning counselor. He's a certified fund specialist offering securities to Linsco Private Ledger, member of NASD and SIPC. Good morning, Mike.
Dave, good morning.
Crazy day. Crazy week, I meant. We had talked last week. You said there was some downward direction coming. I think we saw that certainly yesterday. The confusing part to me is, of course, the Fed met. They lowered rates. They issued their statement on Wednesday. The market went down, and then it went back up again, closed up some 137 points. And then yesterday we saw a drop-off of over 360 points. What's going on?
Well, I think yesterday specifically was financial stocks related. And it goes back to a lot of this housing stuff we keep talking about. And believe me, I know a lot of folks probably get tired of every time I'm on this show, we're talking about this housing issue. But be that as it may, that is the issue. And it continues to cause problems in the market. Yesterday was a great example. And it was the biggest reason why I said last week that we think there's more downside work to do in this market. And that's basically because we think the market is just a little too quick to think that the problems that started in the summer with the credit crunch, the issues in the credit markets, the bond markets, those things we talked about, the market's just too quick to think those things are put to bed, no big deal anymore. They are a big deal, I think. And you mentioned the rally in the market Wednesday after the Fed meeting, and it's like I told you when we talked that day, not on the show, but just talking on the phone, that I did not understand why the market went up so much late Wednesday afternoon. Just did not make sense to me. And I think yesterday illustrates that it did not, in fact, make sense. And we get this big move down yesterday, gave all that back from Wednesday plus some by far. And there were all sorts of things in the news yesterday about various bank stocks and brokerage stocks and all this stuff. And again, it had to do with problems related to mortgage-related debt and things that have to do with the mortgage problems and the housing market problems. And as we've talked about for weeks and months now, I still don't think this housing issue is anywhere close to being over. And the market seems to go through periods where it thinks this is not a problem anymore, and I just don't get that. And yesterday's another example. It popped up in the news, and here we go again. So now, with all that said, as strange as this market is or has been this year, it seems to have these ugly days and get a lot of folks nervous, and then next thing you know, it's onward and upward again. Will that happen this time? I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, the way this market's been, I've been amazed at how quickly this market seems to forget about things like yesterday and start back up again. Do I think it'll do that this time? I kind of doubt it. I think there's more work to do on the downside and more news to come out related to all this mortgage debt that probably will not be good news.
You know, I was reading also about some other negative factors, the price of oil, the price of gold, and it seems like the market has a selective memory or a lapse of memory, you know, a lot of the time?
Yeah, I mean, markets tend to act that way, but I have not seen one act so much that way like this one has for the last several months. It's just been amazing. And you're right, it's like something doesn't matter at all one day, and then all of a sudden the next day the market wakes up and decides all this stuff's a problem again. And we even talked about that exact thing a couple of weeks ago.
Right, right.
You and I were talking, and I said, you know, there's things brewing out there, and you just wonder which day the market's going to wake up and realize it's a problem. And it certainly did that yesterday.
Well, now, when the market went down Wednesday after the Fed announced the rate cuts, I assume what? They were reacting to the fact that the Fed said there may not be rate cuts to follow. And then all of a sudden that came back, and they reacted to that again. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because Wednesday was really strange. I mean, we were up pretty nicely on a Dow going into the Fed meeting. You and I talked. We thought they'd lower a quarter percentage point, 25 basis points. Everyone else thought that as well, pretty much. I think that was the majority expectation. market got what was expected, but there was enough language in that Fed statement, I think, to give the indication that the Fed may be backing off all these rate decreases. And it's funny that when the Dow was up going into the meeting, it wasn't too long after that it went briefly negative. And it was almost like folks read that statement and got a little panicky all of a sudden and thought, wait a minute, does this mean the Fed's off the table and we're not going to get any more cuts and talking about inflation again and all that sort of thing? And then it was almost like 10 or 15 minutes later it started back up. And it was like folks decided, oh, this isn't a problem, let's just go buy them again. and finished up big by the end of the day, Wednesday, and it had that feel to it. But like I mentioned to you earlier, it just none of that made any sense to me for the market to go up like that. And with these credit issues, at least in my opinion, looming out there, I was surprised people got so excited. Now, I did not expect the credit issues to hit the market yesterday. You never know when that's coming. But we've talked about it for weeks now, and as I've said, I just don't think these problems are off the table yet. And in fact, I think they're about to get a little worse as far as all this mortgage credit stuff. Okay. So we'll see what happens as we move forward here.
Mike, we're going to have to take a break here. Mike Barker's with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. This is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. Mike Barker's with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. Let me ask you one more. I don't want to belabor the whole thing with the Fed, but let me ask you one more question. There was a comment made by former Vice Chairman of the Fed, Alan Blinder. He said the Fed did not make their views very clear to the market about it for about a three-week period in October when they could have, and as a result, he said, they wound up being pushed by the market. A lot of comment about something similar to that. Talk about getting pushed by the market.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and if we could ever get my buddy Dr. Ken Syrie back on with us one day, if you remember the interview we had about a month or two ago.
We'll have to do that again.
That would be an excellent question to ask him because he comes at it from a different perspective than I do. But from my perspective, I don't think the Fed is going to let the market, quote, push them into anything. And I think Wednesday was maybe just a little, and it's just my opinion, but I think it was just a little bit in that statement of Bernanke trying to say to the market, there's other things we're concerned about too, like inflation, for example. And I just think maybe that was his way of telling the market, we're not going to be pushed into doing things just because the market expects it. Now, with that said, and I don't want to sound contradictory here, but saying that, I would not have said that a week ago. They sure were acting like they were going to pretty much give the market what the market said it wanted. But yesterday may have had a little bit to do with that. I think maybe the market realized the Fed may not be there like they want. And keep in mind, too, we've talked about it in the past, a lot of times what the Wall Street crowd says they need is more what they want, not necessarily what's wanted.
Right.
And those are two different things.
Now, there was also some dissension in the ranks. The president of, I think it was the Kansas City Bank, he voted for no cut at all.
Right.
A surprise? I mean, that doesn't usually happen, does it?
Yeah, it'll happen occasionally. And I can't remember if he's the one that has done that in the past or not. I just don't remember off the top of my head at the moment, but that did not surprise me, and I think there was a reasonable argument that they did not need to cut Wednesday. But be that as it may, we'll see. I think they meet again in December, and of course a lot can happen between now and then, and probably will. But I can say this: if they were meeting tomorrow, I don't think they would cut rates.
I gotcha. Let me ask you about the credit situation. You said that's not over. How much worse is it going to get, do you think?
Well, how much worse is tough. But my basis for saying that I think it will get worse is, for example, on it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. I forget exactly what day it was, but I saw where Moody's downgraded another big chunk of this mortgage-type debt, over $1 billion worth, and they downgraded them pretty significantly. And the reason I point that out is that's paper that is on somebody's books somewhere that had a very high rating a week ago, so to speak. And all of a sudden it's been downgraded significantly. So what I'm getting at is I think there is more of that to come. I think there is more debt out there related to mortgages that, as far as on paper, still has a high rating on it. And I just don't think that rating can stand here much longer. And once you do that, you get the ripple effect and the cascade down effect, as we call it, all over again. So and I just think there's more of that to come. I would not be surprised at all to see further big write-downs at some of the financial institutions related to this, and would not be surprised to see some problems at some of the mortgage insurers, the people that are in business to insure mortgages. That'll be something we really need to keep tabs on. And I still would not be surprised to see some stress at some of the home building companies.
Yeah, you had said earlier that you expected to see some of those be in some serious trouble. You still feel that way?
I do. I would not be surprised to see a home builder or two in some pretty dire straits financially.
Now,
we won't get into names or anything. I don't have any idea on that, but that's just something we need to keep a watch for.
Mike, I need to jump in here once more. Time for a break. Mike Barker is with us this morning from Investment and Retirement Management. We're going to be right back. This is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We're looking at the market this morning. Mike Barker is with us from Investment and Retirement Management. Now, the situation that you mentioned in the credit market, then that's going to have a tendency to make loans harder to get, and as a result, elongate or at least delay any kind of recovery in the housing market. Is that true?
It's a part of that. I really cannot stress enough. Folks need to get this housing recovery discussion and just put it off. Put it behind them. That's just not coming anytime soon, in my opinion. I don't even think, and I know what you're getting at because it's the question seems like every day. But people need to just get housing recovery out of their vocabulary. I think for the foreseeable future, they just need to operate going forward. In my opinion, making the assumption that housing is going to be a problem. Not get better anytime in the foreseeable future, and actually probably get a little bit worse from here. And as far as recovery and all that, that's just not even a discussion worth having, in my opinion, at this point.
I see. Well, a lot of people have to make forecasts and so on, and I think a lot of people have been banking on maybe something happening towards the end of next year, and I guess it would appear like the smart money is saying that's going to be later. We're talking 2009 and perhaps later.
Yeah, and that's a good question, and I certainly know why you ask it, but my position there is, and you are correct, I've seen a lot of folks say that they think the recovery might start sometime the end of next year. My problem with that, and I'm not arguing that that won't happen, but my point there is I don't see how you make that case, is what I'm getting, if that makes sense. I don't see how these folks can make a case that 10 to 12 months from now, the housing situation is going to be so much better and improving. I just don't see how you put that time frame on it. As bad as it looks, I just don't see how you can pick a time when it's going to get better.
Well, a lot of those same people, I suspect, a year ago were thinking this thing would be over by, last March.
Right. And so that's my point.
Yeah,
and a lot of these folks were also saying, about this time last year. In fact, you probably remember that's when you and I had the discussion. I was talking about how bad I thought housing would get in 07, and it was 2 days later Alan Greenspan said he thought we had seen the worst. And I remember that time. And, of course, we've gotten worse and worse since then. And I think a lot of people back then, not just Alan Greenspan, but other people as well, were looking at the traditional spring pickup, you know, things getting better and all that sort of thing. And it did not happen, did not surprise us at all. Did not happen, and I see no reason to think it's going to happen anytime soon.
I see. Now, I promise to let you go, and I promise I'll let you go in about a minute or two. Let me quickly ask you about oil. It's been really nuts this week. What, off $3 one day, back up $4 the next? What in the world's going on?
Yeah, that, you know, the interesting thing about what you just said is you and I were talking 2 or 3, 4 weeks ago, I forget exactly when, and crude oil had made a pretty big up move. And a lot of people are asking me that they were saying, you know, I bet your model says that the next big move is down, and it was not saying that. You and I talked about it, and crude oil continued to go up, which did not surprise us either. And what was interesting is the day that it was down pretty significantly this week, I want to say it was $3 or something. I don't remember exactly, but I got a few phone calls, and folks were saying this probably breaks it, doesn't it? You know, this probably drives it back down, and this may be the start of a big down move. Nothing in my model indicated that there was anything big coming on the downside. And the very next day, as you pointed out, it was up, I think, $4. And to answer your question, I still don't see anything to tell me this next big move in crude is down. It's just not there. Now, it could happen, of course, but I do not see the indicators I normally see or would expect to see to tell me that the next big move is down. With that said, I still will not bet that the next big move down in crude is down.
Well, I'll let you go, but it would seem to me that that would have Mr. Bernanke and the Fed wringing their hands in a big way.
Well, it's a tricky thing, but the thing that's interesting about it is you still haven't seen it in gas yet. The math would, if you look at where crude oil was back in the spring, the math would tell you that gas would be at $3.80, $3.90 a gallon now, and it's nowhere close. Now, as I said last time, I still think you're going to see gas play some catch-up here. And I think I mentioned last time or the time before that that we thought we'd see $3, at least $3 across the board at the pumps. And we've got most stations I saw, the premium grade the other day was over 3. And of course, the other two were under 3. And I still think you're going to see that creep on up here in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
I got you. Mike, I'll let you go. Promise I'll let you go early. You have a nice weekend, and stay by the phone. I'll probably be calling you sometime during the week.
Yeah, next week could be very interesting.
Looking forward to it. We didn't even have a chance to talk about the jobs report. We'll have to talk about that next week. That's coming out here in a little while.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you about that. I would not get too excited about that either way.
Well, we still have to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay, Mike, you have a good weekend.
You too, Dave.
We've been talking with Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management, and this is Floor Radio.